Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Fellas, if you want to step up your beard game and stop walking around with a patchy, dry-ass beard, there's nothing more unattractive to a woman than a guy who's walking around here with a dry, unmoisturized, patchy-ass beard. And especially if it don't connect. Women don't get wet if your beard don't connect. With that being said, I recommend you try Noir Classic. Black-owned and a major key in beard growth. Let me tell y'all something. I use Noir Classic, and it has everything you need as a black man for your beard. I want you to do me a favor. Order today at www.noirclassic.com and get your beard right. And also, I need you to follow them on Instagram at Noir Classic and like their Facebook page today. Here's what you need, all right? Noir Classic, if you click the details in this, you will be able to follow them, and you will be able to purchase stuff online. Again, that's Noir Classic. Fellas, get your fucking beard together. Now, let's get into the podcast.
You want to keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a football.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the girl's dem sugar, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. the people's fucking champion. Is there a belt back there? Yeah, there's a belt. All right. real quick, before I get into the topics, a couple of shout-outs. First shout-out is very important. There's 10 tickets left to my show at the Hollywood Improv, which is the 100th episode live podcast. There are 10 tickets left. If you don't got your tickets, you better hurry up or else it's going to sell out. And then you're going to be asked out when you're standing outside wishing you could get into the Advice from a Fuckboy podcast, but you can't because it's sold out, because I'm the people's champion and everybody coming to see the people's champion. Why am I doing this with my hands? If y'all see me, I'm live on Instagram right now, and you see me, I'm using my hands like I'm rapping. Okay, here we go. So anyway, so yeah, live podcast there. And then don't forget, we got merchandise, a brand new merchandise store, www.advicefromafckboy.com. If you want to grab something, let me know and we're going to make shit happen. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for laughing. Also, I think last but not least, I want to give a shout out to, I didn't say it on the podcast, but we just hit 2 million downloads. And I just want to say, man, thank each and every one of y'all who's downloading the episodes, who's listening, who's sharing it with your friends, man. We couldn't have did that without y'all. So 2 million overall downloads, man, as of today. That's a big deal, man. And that's nothing to sneeze at. And I really appreciate each and every one of y'all for looking out. All right, let's talk. So if you're not in the Advice from a Fuckboy group chat, I think you're missing out. All right. And the reason why I say that is because, yeah, there'd be some wild shit going on in there. But overall, they bring up some interesting topics. So on episode 90, which was live in Washington, D.C., I brought up the fact that, you know, men always ask for threesomes. And then you get mad. So, like, my thing is, okay, let's say a man asks for a threesome. Let's say you're like, yo, hey, babe, this is my wife. Hey, babe, let me have a threesome. All right? Fellas, understand this. If you ask your girl for a threesome, You got to be prepared for her to ask you the same question. Now, people be like, oh, but two dudes ain't a threesome. I changed my stance on that. Two dudes and one girl is a threesome. Some women, like, I never forget, Pinky, the fucking, Pinky, the porn star. She said it take two dicks to satisfy her. She said it take two dicks to satisfy her. That's all I'm saying. But my thing is, fellas, you ask your girl for a threesome. All right? You got to be prepared to ask the same question. You got to be prepared for her to say, yo, I want a threesome. You know what I mean? Like, guys, a lot of times, they get mad, you know, and like a lot of guys was like, yo, man, I'm not letting another man in my wife. I'm not letting another man in my wife. Fellas, you gotta look at it. You gotta look at it from both sides of the spectrum. Do you think your girl, you know, wants you to be with another woman? Do you think your girl wants to watch you eat some other chick out that she don't know? You know? So my thing is that, you know, it's interesting because I don't like the fact that we have like a double standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta be fair. You know what I'm saying? And that goes on both sides. That's men and women. You know what I mean? You gotta be fair. So in my opinion, like, ladies, if you're saying to your lady, like, yo, I wanna have a threesome, that's all fine and dandy. And as your and if she's your wife, there is no, oh, I don't want to do it. It's let's have a conversation about it. And if she's not comfortable afterwards, then y'all move on. But if it is, then it's different. Then it's different. So my thing is, I gotta keep it fair. If we're going to talk on this podcast and I'm talking about holding women accountable, men, I got to hold you accountable too. You can't ask your woman for a threesome if you're not prepared to answer the same fucking question. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Me, I don't want a threesome. But I'm going to be honest. If my wife asks me, I will entertain the conversation. I'll entertain, I'll entertain what's going on. But now for me, now I'm going to tell you this one thing. If I'm having a threesome with my wife and there's another nigga involved, if it does happen, I need to have the biggest dick in the room. All right? Listen, people in group chat too, that's on Instagram Live, y'all got to keep the personal, like, you know, keep the inside jokes to a minimum. Like, yo, everybody else is watching, include them too. So that's neither, but you feel what I'm saying. So anyway, so I think that, you know, you have to be prepared to entertain both situations. You know what I'm saying? You know, I personally don't want to have another man in my bedroom. But if I'm man enough to ask my lady, yo, let's have a threesome, it's got to be the same. As these kids would say, you got to keep that same energy. You got to keep that same energy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the bottom. That's just the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you now. I mean, people ask me like, listen, if I tell my woman she wants to have a threesome, and I tell her, yeah, I got to have the biggest dick in the room. So I'm going to be honest. I need to see this. You need to get a dick pic first. You need to get a dick pic first. You need to examine his dick. Because I'm not going to walk in the room with some other nigga and his dick is out and I'm looking like, God damn, like, now what the fuck I'm going to do? It's the truth. I'm keeping it a buck. I'm not having that shit. That's just me. That's it. Somebody asked me, so what if it's the same size? Well, I have to have the biggest dick in the room. So go get you an Asian nigga to have a threesome with. Go find you No, all jokes aside though. Like now women on live is getting technical. Are you talking width or length or girth? Listen, let's not do this, all right? You know what the fuck I'm talking about. I gotta have the biggest dick in the room. Stop playing with me, all right? You get it, all right? Anyway, like I was saying, I think that men don't wanna have that same conversation, or a lot of men don't wanna keep that same energy as these kids call it. You know, like how many men, honestly, fellas, you've asked your girl or you've asked like, yo, how do you feel about a threesome? And you think it's sexy. But then if she says, yo, but what if I want another nigga in the bed? Now you're like, oh, that's gay. No, it ain't. It's not gay. If you ain't doing nothing with the dude, you know what I mean? Let me tell y'all this. Let me clarify this too. I've never had a threesome. I've never ran a train, as they call it, on a woman. I've never had me. It's never been me. Another girl, I mean, a girl and another guy. I've never done that. I personally don't. I don't want to have a sword fight. All right, that's just me. My point of this conversation is you got to keep the same honesty. You got to keep the same energy, as in, fellas, you can't ask your girl for a threesome if you're not willing to entertain the same conversation. That's all I'm saying. You gotta keep it 100 across the board. Stop looking at this topic as being very, like, you're looking at people are looking at the topic very like surface level. Like, oh, I don't want another dick in the room. Oh, I'm not having no other bitch in the room. That's not what I'm saying. The point of the conversation is guys ask for threesomes all the time. Girls, on the other hand, are taught that two dudes and one guy is a train, or it's somehow demoralizing or demeaning. It's demeaning. Like, oh, we ran a train on this bitch. When there's girls out here who like two dicks, and I can't sit here and be mad at that. I've asked women to have a threesome. I've had a group chat, me and two other girls, about having a threesome. I'm not making this shit up. And both of them I was sexually active with, and we all three of us had a honest conversation. Now, one of the girls was a little more open than the other girl, but one of the girls, that the girl that wasn't really that open, was on some like, one girl was like, I'll do it, Clint, because I like you.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items, or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
I care about you, and I want to make you happy. One girl said that. The other girl was on some shit like, it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just that I'm not comfortable. And that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. But now the girl that said, Clint, I'll do it because I like you. If I say to her, or if she says to me, Clint, would you ever have two dudes with me? I have to at least entertain the conversation. What does this look? And when we had the conversation about a threesome, like, now I've had threesomes before, but I'm talking about the most recent me asking this question. We were all being open and honest, like, you know, Clint, she was like, Clint, you know, I don't know how I feel about you fucking another girl in front of me. You know, I don't want to eat no other bitch pussy. Like there was all these conversations, but we're having the conversation. So the whole point of this is it's not about being man, and it's not about men wanting a three. It's about being fair. And are you willing to have the same conversation? Are you men? Are you willing to be as open? Are you willing to be okay? Men, are you willing to be as open as you're asking your lady to be? That's really the question. Are you willing to be as open as you're asking your lady to be? Think about it. Like, there's a lot of guys, a lot of us, we're very closed-minded when it comes to that kind of shit. It's like, oh, I don't want nothing in my ass. I don't want this. Now, if you know what you don't like. You know what you don't like. I know what I don't like. But I know that I've asked a woman to have more than one girl in bed with me. And I had to keep it a buck and be like, oh shit, she could ask me, Clint, I want another dick. And I'm immediately I'm like, no, I ain't with it, but I gotta be as open as I asked her to be. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Like, it's not about the dick, and it's not about the vagina. It's about the conversation. And this is why a lot of relationships, to me, are not, you a lot of you guys aren't sexually happy, because you're not open to doing other shit. I'm not saying you gotta fuck or you gotta be cool with it. I'm saying let's have a conversation. And I'm saying, are you as open? And this is the problem. A lot of guys, we're not as open as we're asking women to be, and that's not fair. We're not as open as asking women as the women we're asking. So it's like, oh, we asking her, yo, man, let me bring some fine ass chick up in here. You know what I mean? Now there's some girls that's with that shit, but we're not. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of girls who ain't with it. You know? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, again, y'all, I'm not on nobody's side in this conversation. I'm saying I always talk about being accountable. I always talk about being fair. This is fair. Are you being as open with, are you as open as you're asking your lady to be? And that's just the bottom line. And a lot of guys are not. Automatically, everything is gay. Everything is gay. And it's not. Yeah, man. He says, man, you hurting egos, bro. Yeah, no, I'm just being, yo, because guys, yo, we like to sit there and we like to ask women, oh, you baby, can you do this? Like, it even goes as far as cheating. It goes as far as cheating. We ask women to take us back after cheating. You ask women, you beg your lady for forgiveness. Baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It was just one time. Blah, 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 blah. What if she cheat on you? Was it one time? Was it one time? Are you giving her that same out? Because I'm going to be honest with you. Me, cheating is an automatic fireable offense. But I got to keep that same energy if I ever cheat on a woman. I got to say, yo, man, like, all right, I cheated on you. If you got to, you want to do what you want to do. I can't be mad if she says, yo, this is it. Because at the end of the day, yeah. And a lot of men, and like you said, we can't take it. I know me, man. I can't take cheating. Cheating is, oh my God, man. I had a girl tell me one time she kissed another man and I went off. Like, you out here kissing? I'm out here sharing my tongue with it. I was hot. But I got to keep the same energy when I'm out here fucking around with different chicks. All I'm saying is let's keep it fair. I like fair. Like, yo, ladies, I'm about to tell you this. Y'all ain't gonna like this, ladies. I realize women don't want equality. Women do not want equality. You know what you want? You don't want equality. You want the same privilege that men have. You don't want equality. My boy Artita told me this the other day. Women don't want equality. You want the same privilege that men have. And you know what? I'm here to give it to you. Fellas, we are no longer asking women if they want a threesome if we can't have the same conversation. Bottom line. And fellas, I'm going to go a step further. Let's keep going. Fellas, don't ask your woman for a threesome if you ain't taking care of business yourself. Do not ask for a threesome if you ain't putting down great dick. You want a threesome, but you can't even satisfy her. Now you trying to satisfy. If I was a girl and my man was not fucking me, right? And he got the nerve to ask me for a threesome? Boy, you can't make me come. What makes you think you're going to make two bitches come? That's the truth. That's the truth. You sitting out here talking about some, oh man, I want two women. But are you pleasing your woman you got? See, threesomes, I'm going to tell you what threesomes are for. Threesomes are for guys who pay all the bills. Threesomes are for guys who make sure that their woman is safe and secure. Threesomes are for guys who do right. Threesomes are not for motherfuckers who just, no, no. So before you ask your lady for a threesome, yes, yes, yes. Yes, before you ask your lady for a threesome, are you putting it down? I was having this conversation with my friend Danette, you know, today. And we were talking about this. She said to me, she said, Clint, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's a lot of niggas out here asking for threesomes. And they ain't fucking not doing right by us. What kind of shit is that? And I agree with her. Applause, sis. Because at the end of the day, like, yo, like, how you going to ask for a threesome and you ain't doing shit? Threesome is a privilege. Shit, pussy's a privilege. Nigga, two pussies? Pussy's a privilege. That's the name of this podcast today. So I'm a release this episode on Sunday. Pussy is a privilege. Pussy is a privilege. Pussy's a privilege. And you can't be out here. You can't be out here asking for extra privileges if you ain't doing right by the privileges you got. Yes, I'm preaching today, y'all. Because they were talking about it in the group chat today. They were talking about how, like, you know, we were talking about threesomes and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, yo, grow up. Grow up. I'm not letting another man inside my wife. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. But don't ask to be inside another woman. We gotta call it both ways. Ladies, same go for you. Don't ask me if you can have two dicks if you ain't fucking me right. If I gotta act like I'm coming every time we having sex. Come on. Don't ask me for no other dude if you ain't doing right by me. Yeah, I don't play that. We are no longer. Here's the thing, y'all. I think that the problem is that we like to believe that we're open-minded, and we like to believe that we're doing good things. You know, we like to believe that we're open-minded and blah 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 blah, but we're not, because. You know, the problem is we are quick to say what we're not going to do. Like, we're always quick to say what we're not doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm 32 years. Like, remember, I'm 32, y'all. All right. When I was 16, it was not cool to eat pussy. Like, guys would be like, ah, man, I ain't eat pussy. My dad used to tell me that. He like, I ain't, you know, he lied. I'm 32 now. I eat pussy. I remember I said I would never eat no ass. I eat ass. And I'm proud of it. So don't say, like, I'm not saying what I'd never do. Because when you're in love, you'll do some things that you never thought that you would do. And that's the God honest truth.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
But the thing about it is like, I'm just asking y'all to be fair I'm asking y'all to be fair, and I'm asking y'all to be open-minded with what you're asking your lady to do, and are you willing to do the same thing? That's it. That's the bottom line. That's the number one thing I want y'all to take away from this podcast, especially us fellas. You're asking your woman for a threesome. You know what I'm saying? Are you willing to have the same conversation? Are you willing to be as open as she's asking, as you're asking her to be? That's why black women get so mad at black men now. because we put unfair, you're asking more of them than what you're willing to give. You're asking them, you know, you're asking them to give what more than what you're willing to give. Like, there's nothing worse than having a friend who you feel like is you're doing more than they are to keep the friendship. Be like, I'm doing all this and you wouldn't do the same in return? Man, fuck that. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves in relationships is being selfish. I do not date women who are selfish. So if I don't date women who are selfish, I can't be selfish. And there's times I've been selfish, but literally, I've been selfish. And a selfish act is, hey, baby, can we have a threesome? All right, well, you know, I'll think about it, babe. Okay, Clint, I'll think about it. Now, fast forward. What's the SpongeBob mean? 1 hour later. Hey, Clint, you know, I've been thinking, you know, I don't mind giving you a threesome, but how do you feel about me, you, and another man? I can't sit here and be like, nah, fuck that. Babe, just think about it. No, I ain't thinking. About to do role play. It's role play time, ladies and gentlemen. It's role play. All right? I'm going to be both people. I'm going to be the guy asking girl for threesome and girl entertaining guy. Here we go. Hey, what's up, babe? Hey, how you doing? No, let me talk to you real quick. What's up? I want to know, how do you feel about a threesome? What you mean threesome? Well, you know, me, you, another girl. Okay, explain. Like, are you fucking another chick in front of me? Or am I, do I got to eat this bitch out? Like, is she eating me out? Like, what are we doing? No, I'm just saying, like, I'm going to tell you what my fantasy is. I want to wake up with two women. You know what? Call somebody on live. Good fucking call, Percy. Good fucking call, Percy. Percy, I'm calling you. I'm calling Percy Jones right now. He's going to be on face. I'm calling Percy right now. Let's go. Let's do this. Yes. Smart. My man.
Yo.
All right. All right. You don't got to be all yo, man. Have some dignity, all right? All right, Percy, we're going to role play, all right? I'm gonna be guy that wants threesome. You're gonna be girl that don't want it but will entertain it.
Okay.
Here we go. All right.
Let's go.
Here we go. Hey, babe.
How you doing, babe? What's going on?
None. Real quick, I got a question for you. How do you feel about a threesome? Yeah, me, you, and another girl, yeah.
Do you really want that, baby?
Well, it's not that my fantasy is that, and this is my honest fantasy, I want to wake up next to two women. I'm not saying that you got to fuck this girl. I'm saying I would like to have a night with two women and then wake up in bed with two women and one of y'all feeding me grapes. Like, dead ass.
And that would make you really feel good, baby.
That would make me feel amazing. Now, just you don't have to say yes. Just think about it.
Let me let me sleep on that. I mean, you know, I want to do whatever I can do to please you. So let me think about
it. I appreciate it. Do you have any questions about it?
I mean, you know, I've never been touched by a woman, but you know, if I see you engaging in it and loving it, I might engage and give you what you want.
I appreciate that. Thank you, honey. All right, see how that just went, fellas? You see how that went? That's normally how it goes. Now, role play one more time. Now, you are a woman that wants threesome, and I'm immature guy who don't want to think about it. Let's do this.
Hey, babe, how you doing tonight?
What's up? What's up?
Good, man. I've been thinking, man. You know, the guy I tell you about that I work with, Rick, right?
Who the fuck is Rick?
You know, the guy I'm joking about, my work husband.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Okay, your work, husband. I don't find that shit funny, but go ahead.
I've been thinking, you know, maybe, you know, this Saturday night, me, you, and Rick, you know, get together, you know, a little bit of Netflix, some popcorn. You know,
why am I watching Netflix and popcorn with fucking Rick?
You know, I mean, you know, you're my baby, and, you know, I'm just...
So what is he?
You know, we joke around, we do lunch, you know, my work husband, you know.
Okay, but, so why is he in my house watching movies and eating fucking popcorn?
Because, I'm thinking maybe, you know, couple months ago, I gave you that threesome that you wanted. I'm thinking maybe this time I can get what I want.
What is it that you want, Rick?
I mean, if you
wait a minute, I'm asking you, do you want another fucking man in my house?
Why not, baby? Why not?
Why not? I don't want no other dick in my house. My dick is the only dick in this house. This is Clint's dick's house. Fuck Rick.
I gave you Keisha 3 months ago.
You gave me Keisha, but Keisha ain't Rick. Rick ain't, listen, there's a certain testosterone level that doesn't go above us. This is a certain level. There's too much testosterone here. So you're telling me you want to fuck me and Rick? You know what? Just go fuck Rick then, all right? Go fuck Rick and fuck you, bitch. I'm sorry. I got it real. I really hung up on Percy, but... No, but all jokes aside, that's how it would go. Be honest. That's how it would go if your girl asked you about some nigga named Rick. Percy, thank you for your help. That's how it would go. That's how most niggas would feel. Fuck Rick. Now Rick is going to be the topic of your relationship for a long time. Rick will forever be in your relationship. From now, anytime you mess up or anytime you was out late, where was you at? You was with Rick. First of all, I don't like anybody. I don't like a lot of Ricks. I didn't like Ravishing Rick Rude. I only like Slick Rick. That's who I like. I like Slick Rick the Ruler. And I like Rick Ross. But most of the other Ricks, man, Ricks be bullshit. I've never met a nice Rick. But all jokes aside, y'all, we got to keep that same energy. We got to be honest, and we have to give you. Got to you if you're willing to ask, you got to be willing to ask the same questions. It's the same thing about an open Rick Fox. I never liked Rick Fox. It's the same thing when it comes to an open relationship. Like, guys are quick to say, "Oh, I don't mind an open relationship." Are you cool if your girl step out and get somebody else? The answer to me, for me, is no. I am not cool with that. I like Ric Flair. My bad. You're right. Woo! As a matter of fact, now that you mentioned it, Ric Flair. I like Ric Flair. So anyway. Name me some Ricks, y'all. Do me a favor. When y'all hear this episode, text me and just name me a random Rick. Give me all the Ricks. Ric Ross. Ric Flair. Rick Rude. Ric Berry. Ric Fox. Rick, what is it? Rick Mortis. I don't know. All that. You know? Pretty Ricky. Ricky from Boys in the Hood. You know? Ricky Bobby. Yeah. We can just name all the Ricks. All right? Anyway. So I'm going to get into this next topic. And this is actually interesting. You know what I mean? So, story time. Story time. I fuck with Rick James. Story time. I was talking to a girl. I met a girl. We went on maybe like 2 dates and things went well. And on the second date, she was honest about something that was going on in her life. And I had to make a decision. On the second date, she said, Clint, this is cool. I like you, but I have to be honest going forward. She said, I have the HIV virus. And I can understand if you don't want to date somebody who has the HIV virus or anything like that, but I felt like it's something I have to tell you before we go any further. And it's on you on whether you want to continue. I know this is not your problem. And she was very, very gracious about this. And I didn't continue. I moved on and I left her alone. And the main reason why I left her alone, and y'all may say that I'm childish for this, but I'm going to just keep it all the way funky. In my mind, she tells me she has HIV, right? Now, we could do our research all we want, and we can say blah, 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 blah. You know, we could, you know what I mean? But she would have been on a short leash. She tells me she has HIV. The very first moment that she start acting out of pocket, I'm like, oh, bitch, you got an attitude and you got HIV? Oh, I'm out. Like, that's literally would have been my thought process. Oh, who are you hollering at? You can't holler at me. You got HIV. Like, and mind you, I was about 23 years old when she did this. All right. Now, the question is, can you date somebody who has HIV? Yes, I know it's fucked up what I just said, but it's the God honest truth. That's the God honest truth. Since we judging Clint, ladies, you ever be in a situation where a nigga is getting on your nerves and you like, oh, you getting on my nerves and you got a little dick? And you got a little, so think about it. Niggas with little dicks can't have attitudes. You got an attitude and you got a little penis? Get the fuck out of here. So if she would have came to me and she did some bullshit, I'm like, you doing some bullshit and you got HIV? Oh, nah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I would have literally said, that's literally would have been my thought process. So the question is, can you date somebody with something like that? For me, the answer is no. I can't do that. And I think that we need to have this conversation because it's a lot. That's a lot. It's a lot. I can't do it. Now, somebody, Ebony says, so somebody, I'm on Instagram Live. So you're saying if somebody's honest from the get-go, you can be with them if they have HIV. Because for me, man, like that's a lot, man. And I know you can live with HIV and live comfortably with HIV. And I'm gonna be honest. I'm ignorant to what the disease or what happens. I'm ignorant to that. I don't know everything about it. But the question is, are you giving somebody like I appreciate her being honest. She is still in my life today. But for me, it and like somebody said a lot, it's too much of a risk. I can't do it. Because for one, the first reason I just said, like, oh, you argue with me and you got HIV? Like, get the fuck out of here. But on the other hand, I think about me, here's what I think. Now, there's more to the story. So now she's married to a guy. And she told me, I never forget that she said this. She said, Clint, me and the guy were dating. I told him the same time that I told you. And he said he sees himself liking me enough to where he's willing to catch HIV for me. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. But whatever. And she says they're married and they've been married now for about 3 years and it's going well, I'm assuming. But I'm not willing to catch HIV for no motherfucking body. nobody. You hear me? Nobody. My boy Malik got a joke. And he talks about how he said there's guys willing out here to catch AIDS to have sex with Beyonce. And he be like, yo, man, I got AIDS. And he be like, but nigga, let me tell you how I got it. These ain't regular AIDS. It's lemonades. You get it? Lemonades. Anyway, yeah, Beyonce. It's a good joke. I'm sure I didn't tell it right. Malik S. Follow him. But think about it. I'm not willing to catch HIV. I don't give a fuck how fine you are. That ain't happening. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I'm not catching HIV for nobody. You better than me. I'm telling you that right now. You know, because, man, like, you know, now here's the thing. All right. Here's why I say that. I get HIV and it don't work out. Now what? I'm just out here. Positive. If I catch HIV for you, you ain't going no motherfucking where.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm allowed to do, you ain't going nowhere. And when I say nowhere, I don't want to hear, oh, baby, it's hard. Well, yeah, I know, it is hard. Tell that to my doctor and these pills I got to take every fucking morning. Come on. But hats off her to her for having the conversation. You know? Hats off for her for having the conversation up front. Hats off to her for being, because there's a lot of people out here who don't have that conversation and will not tell you. And who wanna live with it in silence. And that shit ain't cool. You know? I just, you know, and I know this is a heavy topic, y'all, but I'm trying to make it funny by telling y'all, like, look, I'm not catching HIV for nobody. I don't give a fuck how sexy or fine you are or how much of, I don't care if God told me you are my soulmate. God said, Clint, this is the woman you got to marry, but she got HIV. I'm going to tell God, look, man, I'd rather take my chances with one of these other bitches. Like, I'm going to tell him straight up. Like, if God comes to me in my dream and says, this is your wife, but she comes with HIV. I'm going to tell God in my dream, I'd rather call the devil. And I'd rather have baby mama drama. I'm not doing it. No, sir. I'm sorry. I'm being honest. I know y'all looking at me like, Clint, you ain't shit. Somebody said, I told God I'm going to head out. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if God, you listen to me right now. God, how you doing? It's Clint. First of all, thank you for blessing me with the podcast and all the other stuff, man. Appreciate you. But if you ever come in my dream and say, this is your wife and she got HIV, I will never believe in you again. I'll never believe. I'm never praying again. Ever. I don't want to hear it. Oh, man. Oh man, God knows I'm joking. By the way, I mean, you know, this is a joke. He made me like this. Anyway, but no, all jokes aside, man. We just don't. You know, it's a heavy topic, but you got to have that conversation, and you have to understand that it's important to figure out or have that or if you have something like that, like, you know, like I'm not just talking about HIV either. You know what I'm saying? Like, you also got to figure out, like, let me ask you a question. You know, women who can't have children, do you tell guys that up front? I mean, I'm just asking a question. I'm asking a question. I'm not trying to be like, oh, you know, women, you know, I'm just asking a question. If you know you can't have kids, if you know they said you can't have any more kids, are you telling a guy who doesn't have children, are you telling him that up front? Because that's important too. You know what I'm saying? That's important too. All of these things, I'm talking, and men, you know, men, are you telling women up front you don't want kids? Are you telling women up front you don't want to be married? All right? You have to, these are conversations, unfortunately, that you have to have on the first couple of dates. You know? And I know it's hard to have these conversations. You know? It's hard to have these conversations. And it sucks having these conversations, but you got to have them. You gotta have these conversations on early dates. You know, I should have listened to my ex-girlfriend. She told me straight up when we first met she didn't want kids. And my dumb ass stayed, knowing damn well I knew what I wanted. And that's the problem. This is a big one. Stop thinking that you can change people's minds. You cannot. You will not. There's a lot of women out here who don't want kids. There's a lot of men out here who don't want kids. And you're not changing their minds. You're not changing their minds. You're not changing their minds. Stop thinking you can change their minds. You can't. You cannot. People try all the time to change people's minds. You know, people try all the time, like, oh, I don't want kids. And you think that, oh, well, being with me, blah, 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 you know? People think their sex game can change people. Shout out to my boy, Ryan Davis. Ryan, where the fuck you at? Hey, Ryan, yo, me and DL coming to Charlotte from the 10th to the 13th. If you're around, man, I need to see you. Pause. That's not gay. I need to see you. It's my buddy. I miss Brian, man. But yeah, a lot of people think you can change people's minds, and you can't. You can't change my mind. You can't. I have to be able to change my mind. Bottom line. Excuse me. He's in LA, and he ain't on the fucking podcast. Fuck you. Anyway. Yeah, so I think that this is important, man. And you guys need to start having honest first date conversations. Honest second date conversations. You need to have conversations saying, hey, I'm not with the shits. You gotta say that shit. You gotta say it. Or you gotta tell people what you willing or not willing to do, and let them make the choice for themselves. Somebody asked me, "Are you telling women they the side piece?" Absolutely. I told y'all, I promote honest cheating. I promote honest cheating. Tell her straight up, look, I got a wife. You know, if you either you want to be here, or you don't want to be here, but I got a wife. I'm all about honest cheating. I'm all about, you know, keeping it a buck. And a lot of motherfuckers not doing that these days. And that's okay. But don't be upset when things don't go your way. You got to be direct, man. Bottom line. Bottom motherfucking line. All right, y'all. I'm about to get into Ask Clint. These are some people be sending me some long ass goddamn stories, man, and it's crazy. But I'm here. I'm going to give you my advice, and it is what it is. All right. This one's very long. I'm not gonna say who it is. Just pay attention to the story, and here we go. It says, "Hey, yo, Clint. I love the show, and I'm in need of advice. If you don't just so happen to use this on the podcast, don't use my name." All right. It says, "All right, so boom." First of all, I like when people start off with the story. "All right, so boom. The semester started and I was freshly single. There was a guy who I'd known for a little over a year and we talked a little bit at an event that took place during the first weekend of school. Convo was cool but brief because we were drunk. I gave him, first of all, are you old enough to drink? I gave him my number and afterward my line sister asked me if he was trying to get at me. But I said, no, I don't think so. And then we heard dude loud as fuck say to his brother, 'Bro, did you see insert name?' Okay, so I was thinking he wanted me, right? Bet. So I set up a game night solely so he could come over. He came late, didn't really say much of anything to me, and left without saying bye. After that, one of his line brothers tried to hop into DMs, but I don't want him. Because literally, I've seen this man consistently every week in different cities and every state and every place, and I don't like him like that. Okay, so I feel like we were flirting, but on some low-key shit. So, this is so stupid. So I was like, you know, I'm going to see if he wants to hang out separately on some more chill. So I text him and let him know I was going to a movie later that day and wanted to see if he wanted to go. He asked when and where. I responded and he never opened my message. But that next day, he DM'd my line sister. At that point, I was like, sis, what do you want? I'm over it and I'm not about to be thirsty over a guy. So I saw him at this frat party in this weekend classic and he didn't say anything to me again. But around 2 a.m., we were on Beale Street. So this is in Memphis. He texts me asking where I was. Honestly, I left the message sitting there, but I should have responded, on your mind. After that, I really stopped giving him the time of day, and every time I'm out, he's there. I look up, and he's looking at me. At this point, I feel like he needs to say something because I've pushed us first to hang for a long time, and he's curved me. He thinks you can be inconsistent and interested, but I disagree. What do you think about this? I think he's not really interested for real. This is a stupid ass fucking story. All right. And not only is this stupid ass, the story stupid. Chick, you are in college. You and these guys, y'all in college. Y'all playing games. Y'all just wasted 5 minutes of my fucking time asking this dumbass question on whether or not he's interested or not interested. You know damn well if you know if somebody's interested or not. Let's stop playing these fucking games, man. I'm not entertaining no more ass clints of dumbass questions. This is very young, very stupid, very immature, very childish. Both of y'all need to grow up. If you like him, you like him. Tell him you like him. Tell him you want to see him. Tell him you want to hang out. If he says no or if he does not fucking answer your phone, then go move on to somebody else. You are in a sorority, sis. You get niggas just because you got letters across your goddamn chest. What the fuck is going on here? Listen. This is not advice from a fuck playing games. This is advice from grown-ups. This is advice to grown-ups. I'm not playing this shit no more. Y'all writing this dumb. You didn't need to ask me no dumb shit like this. Yeah, y'all think I'm making this shit up. This shit is long. This shit long as a motherfucker. Asking a dumbass question like that. Wasting my goddamn time, sis. Are you kidding me? I literally spent 3 minutes reading people like, people are literally yawning during me. I'm waiting for the story because I'm thinking you about to say something profound. I guess the main question in here is the guy says to her, you can be inconsistent and interested. This kid's in college. Of course he's going to say some shit like that. Of course he's going to say that. What are you? Like, yeah, you can be, okay, yeah, of course. He in the frat too. That's all, frat niggas is nothing but inconsistent. I can bet you a frat he in too. I bet you he's a kappa. Bet you. Sis, when you hear this, tell me if he's a kappa or not. I bet you if he is. If he is, I was right, and I know what I'm talking about. Come on. Come on, man. You can be inconsistent, but interested at the same goddamn time. kind of dumb shit is this? And you entertaining it, sis. Come on now. Come on. She said she was on Beale Street. They on Beale Street. This is why y'all ask me why I don't like Memphis. This shit is why. Cause apparently y'all on Beale Street asking dumbass questions. That was the dumbest fucking ass Clint of all time. Dumbest question of all time. Dumbest. Top five. Top five dumbass question, Marcus. That's number one. Top five dumbass ass Clint. Come on, man. Come on now. Anyway, I'm not even doing ass Clint no more. At least for today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Clint. Normally, y'all know at the end of a podcast, I always ask, what did we learn today? I know what I learned. Or I learned that I'm not answering no more dumbass fucking questions on Ask Clint. And I'm not taking questions from college kids. Because y'all are so fucking stupid. Alright? Y'all stupid. Get out of college. Then you talk to me. This is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. Alright, man. If you're watching me live, stay on the live after I'm done recording the podcast. Stay on the live. I got a real quick question. Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for listening. Don't forget, live podcast, next one, last one of the year, which is live in Los Angeles, 100th episode. Come on through. 10 tickets left. Make this shit happen so we can sell out, all right? That's all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless. Good night.
You want to keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to Advice from a Football.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.